Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is a Patriots Monday, and I don't know how this happened, Curtis, but I forgot how great it is when your team is playing a primetime, a legit primetime game. It's been a while.
And you know what yesterday really, confirmed for me? I'm not going to jump in Super Bowl and go that crazy, but back-to-back? No, I think the rest of the NFL that was on display between 9 a.m. and 8:20 last night was awful. The games were so bad. The quarterback attrition, everything. And then you watch last night, and it wasn't a fluke. It wasn't some, you know, they were gifted calls or they made many mistakes. They forced mistakes. And to have the ability to start this week at 3-2, looking at three winnable games and feeling like this could be a playoff team a day or two after the Sox season ended was exactly, I think, what people listening to the show this morning needed.
No, if we have to go on 4 hours sleep or whatever it was, it's okay when you win a game like that. So
as long as we're coming to the studio.
I mean, we can't do that every time, but I just, you know what? I kind of overate a little bit during that game. Lynn's made the buffalo chicken dip, and then she made ham and Swiss sliders, which were fantastic, out of this world.
That buffalo chicken dip looks really good.
Yeah,
she's trying to get you to expire soon. It feels like.
What was on the ham and Swiss sliders?
Well, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, because I feel like there has to be something on there.
A mix of mustard and mayo, and then you paint the top with a butter Worcestershire sauce mix thing, and then you bake.
Boom.
And they're sliders, so you feel like you can really, you know, a half dozen of them equals probably one half of a regular sandwich.
We call that poppable. They're poppable.
Yes, they were absolutely poppable. But we haven't been able to do that legit around these parts for a long time on a Sunday night.
The slider is the fun size candy of burgers.
I mean, and then that thing ends at 11:30, and I could not for the life of me fall asleep. I don't know if it's because I'm worried about getting up, but I looked at my phone at one point. It was 12:09. I'm like, I got to get up in 4 hours.
Yeah.
But it's worth it. So here we are talking about it after a win last night. And we'll talk to Boomer Esiason coming up at 8 about that win last night, about everything NFL with Boomer at 8 this morning. And then Mike Vrabel will join us at 9:30 on today's show. Right now, though, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. Call Ketch's Law today. Shime, what is up first this morning?
Well, Greg, one of the stars of last night, a guy who got a game ball from Mike Vrabel after the game, was Stephon Diggs. He talked after the game about Josh Allen and also tried to clear up any misconceptions about the classic Stephon Diggs side-eyeing Josh Allen meme that was frequenting the internet last night, especially from the Patriots' own X account. Here was Stephon Diggs.
That's my dog, man. Like, obviously, things happen, the business happens, but I spent a lot of time here, and I got a lot of love and respect for that young man. He's a tremendous player, and he's one of the boys, you know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, things happen, and I'm not here no more, but I consider myself a real one, you know what I'm saying? I'm never going to, if I'm not on your team no more, we're not cool no more. We built a special bond, you know what I'm saying? That was my guy, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to switch up or act like I didn't have a lot of love and respect for that young man. So when I see him, I try to give him that reminder. Like, even last year, they had that picture, right, of me side-eyeing him. But they just kind of caught it at the wrong time. And I always wanted to speak on that photo because I was staring at him in a moment because it was like, damn, like, that was my brother. You know what I'm saying? Even, like, we won in Houston, but, like, that's my brother. And, like, you know, I do got a lot of love and respect for him. It kind of looked like a little side-eye, but that's not what it was. I was staring at him for a second when he was walking away like, damn, that was my guy.
Brody.
It was a cold hug yesterday, though, between the two of them. Like, he embraced everybody else on the Bills for a long time, long lingering hugs. Josh Allen and him, that was a quick one.
Yeah, you could always tell. You know, you can tell from the post-game hug where the love really is at. Or the pre-game hug where the love really is at. And if it's kind of like you said, I didn't see the hug. But if it's, like, just quick, it's cold.
But comfort level must be up to at least an 8.
It's 8
on a scale of 1 to 10. The guy, I'm all in on the guy. And you know what? He's had a bad rap at times, maybe deserved, maybe not. But seems like a real leader. Like, everybody talks about him being a leader there. And he just showed up last night when
it looks
you needed
good.
Him to show up.
Well, it's interesting, Greg, you bring up the leadership of Stephon Diggs, because after the game, Ramondre Stevenson, who had fumbled in the game and then needed to be picked back up, talked about Stephon Diggs being one of the first people in his ear to get back in the game. Here was Ramondre Stevenson after the game talking about Stephon Diggs.
Super proud of him. He a baller. He a baller. I call him Unk, but, you know, he be balling it. Unk. Nah, but great leader. Great leader, too. He was one of the leaders in my ear, actually, after I fumbled and stuff like that. So he kept me in the game and, you know, told me I was going to make a play to help us win.
I love it.
Good job, Unk.
Unk.
Giving him some advice. I mean, that's what players do. I think a lot of the guys like Ramondre and they're there to pick him up. But it's more about the coaching staff. Where's the coaching staff? I don't know how much. I know Courtney thinks there's a lot of confidence in there for Mike Vrabel. I'm with you, Greg. I don't think there's much confidence, but they have no other options at this point in time. Or they have another option in Travion Henderson, but for whatever reason, they don't 100% 100% feel confident enough to have him in there the majority of the time.
Do you think they add a running back this week before Sunday?
Maybe not this week, depending on what, you know, because of the Gibson situation. But
if they put him on IR, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely think if they put him on IR and, you know, maybe they get somebody this week or they maybe elevate somebody from their practice squad. I don't know who's on their practice squad.
Yeah.
Shime, let's take a break.
Okay.
We will continue with the rest of They Said It next, and then Boomer Esiason will join us at 8.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.